way of a notice by the minister. So that we put it to the minister and the department, and we ask the minister and the department to respond back to our committee in writing and to give us a full report on these issues. And then if we find that the department and these two groups, the Law Society and the Partition Institute, that they cannot find one another, that we then, by way of the portfolio committee, facilitate a meeting where we call both parties in and take the matter forward. But just so that we ourselves can have some record from the Department of Justice and from the Minister as to their response to the issues raised.
All I can add is thanks Carol for sharing the thing, and it went very well, I think. And the thank you. I think then when they come, we can bring them to start voting. They usually sit in the market building with the AAA. The bill that we've got to consider is the NCFC amendment.
joint meeting we're going to deal with criminal procedure, I think, is on Friday. Otherwise, we'd have to have a meeting tomorrow. But it would be good if they were immediately after that. All these meetings should be short. Even these, and we could, I don't want to, but we could be not send those. But anyway, that's the third issue that needs to be done. But anyway, with quorum, we've got a secretary. We can then vote. Lolly, can you come? Okay, maybe, what do you... So what documents do you need? What does she want to do? Well, let's wait for it to do that. Let's vote. Okay. The first issue I then want to put in front of you is remuneration. Hopefully, as you know, we approved it. There were then further representations to the President and the Minister of Justice. And as a result of that, the President is doing a new proclamation. The gist of the proclamation is a provision that the total remuneration structure includes the following elements: a cash annual salary component representing 72.24%, and a non-cash component of 27.76%. That's the basic schedule. Can we agree on this? Lynn, Carol, anyone of those in favour? The first I'll be recording. Anyone including some of those in favour?
The condition would be what we have in place for following the year.
Over 30 years? Do you really want to
abstain?
It also linked to our own salaries, but anyway, okay, no abstentions, okay. Then, the higher rules, the power of the front.
Well, to say a member should have the draft report, it's just for approval or rejection. We have decided the executive to approve. But there are some issues about the consultation process that we've just put in our report for the room to consider in the future. So members have the report.
Has everybody got that report? Then we've got the, are you doing the High Court and the Mass Court together?
Members also have, it's very similar to the Poinier rules, also that we regret the delay in the finalisation. We make a few comments about the consultation process and the process to be used in the future.
this role every other time, and daily, or no, sir, since you haven't done anything, you want to take off.
You've been thinking.
Okay, you've been thinking. Okay. On this one then Elizabeth and JB, those in favour?
Aye.
Those abstaining? Those against? Okay, agreed to.
The ayes have.
Then it's the three magistrates report. Then it's the three magistrates report. And basically, this is very binding. And we would be adopting a similar report to the NCOP, which I hope to have here, but we can wait for it. But it's basically noting a factual issue, basically, noting the report by the minister that the magistrates commission on the 27th of November was not to recommend the removal of the 35 office. Similar report. The NCFC, by the way, have done all these already. This must be a similar report, noting the facts of the matter, and then recommend the National Assembly pass a resolution not to restore him to office of the magistrate. Okay, I'm putting that report. Close Carol, Len. Those in favour, abstaining, those again. I think we've all of them maybe recruiting myself on my way of saying. Okay. The last one is this Bhattaram. This is a suspension, not a removal, and it's basically waiting for the item equipment to the traffic fine. Struck herself off the road. anyway, so it's confirming the suspension, putting that report over the proposer.
Chairperson, I know something about this case. I also know that the criminal case against is taking place, and the state has closed this case. There's an application by the defense in terms of section 174 that there's no prima facie case. This will be, I hear, discussed tomorrow or the day after. I just wonder, after everything that's been done, suppose she's found not guilty tomorrow or the day after, why then do we suspend her for a day or two? Shouldn't we consider to postpone this and wait, as it's only a day or two or three, and wait for the outcome of the case? Because then it may not be necessary to suspend her.
The misconduct representative asked that conduct inquiry to be closed in the finalization. So even if the thing is, the matter is postponed until tomorrow, even if the thing is complete, you've still got to go back to the conduct inquiry. I'm not sure the circumstances of the criminal case. I mean, what it does seem to be is prima facie
but why suspend her in the meanwhile if it's only going to be another day or two at sea? It's very ugly on your CV to be suspended, especially unnecessarily. I don't hold a brief on her behalf, but I've been told about it. I just wonder whether, if it was going to be a case in 3 months or 6 months, is one thing. But I believe she may be either found guilty tomorrow or found not guilty, and it does have a bearing on the case. I think we must just carefully consider whether to suspend her today.
Yeah, I think the Honourable Kanemarra missed the discussions we had earlier today. I was also the opinion if the 174 succeeds, then the thing is over, but it's not over. Then it goes back to the Commission, and then the Commission will finalise whatever they are in their investigation. So we should not stop at the case. That's irrespective of the outcome of the case. Isn't the charge against her based on the case? Because if that is so, then if the case disappears, then maybe the rest will also disappear. Do we then suspend her in the meanwhile?
It's just maybe that the NCOB is already passed to the
report. I think we should
So it's not speaking about massively.
Simply massively.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are for people that you will not
be speaking.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand either. And the
problem is unless sort of more guidance given to the direct experience, thank you.